pinkies. It takes a lot of effort for an old man like me to get ready to roll. So, hoy, here we are. Hey, it's the Faye Driver. I'm back again.
Testing.
I wonder if I'm a little bit manic depressive because sometimes I'm podcasting regularly. I don't even remember where reverse is in this car. And sometimes it's a glut where nothing happens for a long time. Oh, I'm going to have to put my gloves on. It's a little bit cold, but just a little bit. Where are my gloves? So, taking out the 911 again. You know what's always, I've not been driving this car. Oh, that shifter just drives me crazy. I should probably be enjoying this car as much as possible since it's going to be parked for 6 months or a year or who knows what. All these vehicles, I just don't know what I'm going to do with them. I'm contemplating actually selling Dorian Gray at the end of the summer. And I guess it depends how rich I am when I quit my job. And then buying another 911 when I get back from my world travels. It's either that or fix this one, fix the little items that are nagging me. Engine work and that shifter. Ugh. And then just let it sit in the warehouse for a year. Because then I would have a car. And it'd be way cheaper to fix this car than to buy a newer 911. Ideally, I'd want a 997 911. For those that don't know the designations, this is a 996, which is the model year of 2000, maybe, to 2007 or something like that. Then the 997 was 2007 to 2015 or something. I don't know. I don't know what they mean, but I just want the next generation of 911. But anyway, that's a topic for a different time. We'll have to think about that over the summer. Ugh, this shifter drives me crazy. So it's a little bit cold today. Certainly not a good day for these tires. What do we got? 34 degrees Fahrenheit. So just above freezing. And the roads are just ever so slightly slick. So it could be a fun day. Again, I am on my way to work because I have no time. Because, of course, I'd mentioned in the last episode. Oh, speaking of episodes, just a quick note to Sam in the hinterlands. Thank you for your messages. I know I am spotty on returning back a response. Sometimes they kind of sneak up on you. And I refuse to type on my iPhone. Oh, kids! We're getting new iPhones! We're getting new iPhones! Woo! Not the 11, 7-11 Fatch or whatever. Whatever the new kids are calling their phones. 11-9, I don't know what they're calling it. Big fatty, you and your bastardized words. Mr. Anderson and I are getting iPhone 8. iPhones 8. So they should be coming this week, coming in the mail. Woo-woo! Because we're secretly taking advantage of my work corporate plan and getting cheaper iPhones. So don't tell anybody. So that's one exciting thing. We had the realtors come by the house. Oh no, the time has started. And we had a very nice lady come and tell us all the things that are wrong with our house and what we need to do. Move this picture 3 inches to the left. But then there's going to be a hole, nail hole from the previous. Well, I guess you'll just have to paint all the walls then. to cover up all the nail holes because I want every picture moved. Like, just put it over 2 feet. No, not 2 feet. That's why. Oh, you know, you think someone's not going to buy a house because of picture. Oh, I missed a really good green light. We're going to have to sit here for 7 minutes. They're not going to buy a house because the picture doesn't look right. She asked us to take down all the sexy man pictures. Apparently they're not mainstream enough or something. Might turn off a certain buyer if you see pictures of two homosexuals entangled in a loving embrace. So she didn't like those. And anyway, so we have 4 pages of instructions of what to do to fix the house up to make it look nicer. So here we go. The process has started. So the month of February is now completely fucked over for me, because I'll be working on making the house look nicer than it really is. It's just such a dog and pony show, you know. I suppose there is a value because you're getting a slight increase. Like, you're going to spend $5,000 to make this, probably $7,000 to make this house look a little nicer. Well, she quotes all these prices. Oh, you know, you could go get a nice white baseboard heater for $20. Well, no, they're $40 to $45 minimum. Just go get some plants from IKEA. They're only $2.95. Yeah, $7 for a fake plant that looks like grass that I have in my backyard. Oh, that, like, wasn't actually 7 minutes. It's just long enough for me to rant. Oh, slippery. Oh, we gotta turn that. Man, I'm gonna turn off my traction control today. We have 0 degrees, just a slightly bit of, just a little bit of slipperiness on the roads. It's gonna be so much fun. And me with balding tires, well, not bald, but tires at the end of their life, the fifth gear. Oh, I forget how much fun this car is to drive. Alright, feel those. Can you hear the squareness on my tires? Because they're cold and flat. Vibration. So anyway, so that is the order of the day, working on the house. I gotta scrub the outside of my house, like spray and wash it. We've already been packing away our belongings. We're gonna make a trip to the warehouse here in a couple of weeks and get rid of a bunch of stuff. I have to give up my office and turn it into a bedroom. What am I going to do? Where am I going to put my papers? I have so many papers to file. They're going to make me take my office away. One good thing is, though, that she didn't actually pitch us relentlessly on, oh, rent this furniture from me. Well, we can make this look really nice. They want all white towels, and I don't know, and get rid of everything. Just pretend that you don't live in the house, and you know, move. You can't have a toaster out, toaster oven, no peanut butter or jam. Third gear, slowing down into an intersection. People are running the red lights. Oh, I'm gonna be late for work again. My desire to go to work has really, really decreased. Come on, break loose, baby. Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's more like it. Fun. So basically today I think I'm gonna spend the day zoning painters and booking U-Hauls and shit like that. And try to look like I'm doing my job. It's good to get out in this car again. I gotta get back into practice. Because I really have lost my touch here on this with this car. Let's see, what else did I want to talk to you about? I have to say, I'm getting kind of excited about disposing of this house. It's a bittersweet situation because, you know, we have kind of a good house. I mean, it's not the nicest house in the world. It's old and it needs a, you know, it could be. It's not one of these fancy little things. Let's see what I can do on this corner. Scary corner there. Okay, traction back on. Come over here. We're gonna peel through here. Get my flow. I should lift it on for that corner. Gonna do a little loop here under the death bridge. Through the roundabouts, underneath the cold overpass where there'll be a slippery spot and then a dry spot and then a cold and wet spot and a sharp decreasing radius corners coming up here. Oh, I love this part. So we're going to leave the traction control on for this since I'm, this car is getting in my way. Oh, car's in my way. Now these cars are all going to do 4 miles an hour through the really fun part where I want to do 51. Because I know under good... What? Why are you slowing down even more? Get moving! Because I know in dry conditions I can do these corners at 51. What the hell is this guy doing? Oh my goodness. They're doing 10 miles an hour, and they're not even into the roundabout yet. Okay, through the roundabout they go. Okay, and we're going to get stomped on the behind here. All right, that guy's going to be in my way. Oh, okay, second gear up here. Left foot braking into the roundabout. Test the slippery. Oh, yeah, really slippery here. That traction control kicking in. Leave it in second gear. Just brake a little bit. Left foot braking. Under the underpass, dry spot, into a wet spot, decreasing radius, on the slowpoke's rear bumper. Depressing CRV Honda all-wheel drive. You made me not have as much fun as I could have. Okay, let's get away from that guy. Okay, give me back my traction control off, please. There we go. Yeah. Oh, a little bit of slip and grip. Here we go, a downhill outside bank, hard corner onto the freeway. Down gray gearing for the traffic to third gear. All right. So it's a little bittersweet because I really quite like this house, and having too large a house for two people is really it's a real treat because, you know, you have a room dedicated to every function. I got a nice garage on the flat. The yard is flat. Deck on the back. Big living room. It's quite comfortable. And we're going to give it all up to live in 250 square feet of foldable living space. But, you know, I'm not going to have the responsibility of having to look after a frickin' house all the time. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. And I'm very excited about being able to travel around and... we got the coppice. The coppice running out here. Something's up here. Cops are all flying the other way. All right, they're not after us. That's all we care about. Oh, and there's a guy in a reflective jacket. He is not a policeman. So I'm getting excited about, you know, getting in the Landmaster and touring around and kind of having, being the master of your own ship and moving around the country. I think I'm going to enjoy that for a short time. As long as we don't drive each other mental from being in such close quarters. You know, I like having time away from my husband. It's healthy for me. I am a solitary, independent individual, and I cherish those times where I get to spend some time by myself. What is up here? There's some sort of speed monitoring device on this bridge I'm going over. There's never any cops. There's a 70 mile an hour dinger. There's never any cops here, though. You know, we got all these radar things, traffic monitoring doodads in our cities here. Got a pedestrian in the way. What's that guy gonna do? Is he going or not going? Through the intersection. Do not kill the pedestrian. Okay, thank you. Good. Okay. And then this could be our final power slide. I have 10 minutes to get to work and 9 minutes of driving to get there. So the plan is coming together, and we are working our way through the end of owning this house and getting into the motorhome, the Landmaster, and the winter is almost over, so things are looking up. I just have a lot of house cleaning and house maintaining and fixing to do. I want to list our house at the end of February. And then walk away with buckets and buckets of cash. So I think I'll call it quits there. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.